Hi there, this is Kathy York. And before we get to today's goal, I want to mention that this is the first anniversary of my book's release. And I want to thank my readers for all your encouragement. It's my honor to help you reach non-overwhelm in business and life. Well, I want to let you know, I hear this question from my Goals Accountability Blueprint students. They often ask me, Kathy, what is your trick for getting something accomplished each day? I set goals, but something always messes them up. As they learn my repeatable goals process, the participants discover setting and achieving goals can be very different. Most of us could set goals all day long, right? So why is it so hard to get a task over the finish line? Here are two reasons from many culprits. First, we haven't said no to interruptions. And secondly, it may not be a realistic goal. There's no way to complete it. And today, I'm going to talk about that first bullet point about saying no to interruptions. Along the way, you'll discover a goal you can set right now and achieve it tomorrow morning. And my students will be jealous. Goal one, don't check your email first. If you want to get your day off to a positive start, set this goal. Don't deep dive into email the first thing. I say that to people and they look at me and, you know, the big wide eyes. It's like, what? Well, how does that work? Here's how you do it. Run a quick check on your business account. Now, remember, your personal email is a no-no during business hours, especially if you work for someone else. And that is one of those distractions people run into. So you run a quick check only on your business account. And if there's something critical from a client, address it and leave the other messages for later. Learning this little tweak is a schedule game changer. I bet I'm not the only one who can get lost in my email account for hours. Yeah. Most messages can wait until later, and I make them wait until later. But it just about killed me the first time I did this. Now, later comes after achieving at least one quick win left over from the day before. Here are three ideas for you. You could edit a short document and print it for reviewing, because remember, no on-screen proofing. You could purchase an item for your office and immediately process the receipt for tax time, just like I mentioned in my book. Or you could send a note about a project to a team member. And this would be someone who now they can take care of something and you don't have to worry about that, but work is being done. Any of these could give you an achievement early in the day and you'll think of more. So go for it. Starting with a win adds a positive note to your day. Accomplish something, I get this, within your first few minutes. And don't allow anything to, as my students say, mess it up. Yes, starting with the positive moment is a psychological thing, but it works. Save your general email review, business email, until you've finished a couple of wins each morning. And by the way, research shows that maintaining a habit for 30 days solidifies it into a behavior. You don't even think about it anymore. I have found this to be the case regarding email and tooth flossing, but you know, that's a topic for another day. This one edit in my procedures changed my days for the better. Now to wrap it up, what would happen if right now you set this checking email later idea as a 30-day goal? A month from now, this new habit could become second nature, and your days should be more productive. Try it. Come back and let us know if it works for you. Thanks for thinking through this goal with me. I hope you pursue it quickly because I know how much it helps. Now, would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post? I do have the icons here for you below my post. Also, please subscribe so you won't miss future general business ideas, or other goal tips. And I promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information ever. Now, my email is kathy@kathyyork.com, and that's K-A-T-H-I-E-Y-O-R-K. You are welcome to contact me if you have questions about this post, or you need help getting to non-overwhelm with a biz or life issue, or in reaching goals. Please provide a brief overview of the situation. A quick chat could be all you need to get you back on track. And by the way, no, this is not a sales call. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me because I know you're busy. I appreciate your time. I hope to hear from you soon. Let's chat.